number is 229-5478 or 229-5480. Let's take a telephone. Craig, hi Craig, are you on a cell phone right now?
I am on a cell phone, and Paul, I hate to, you know, burst your bubble here, but those, almost every one of those have been discredited. The guy that was on Larry King, that was found to be pseudoscience, not actual science. Cell phone users back in the early days admitted a watt of 1.6. Today's cell phones admit 0.6 and they're insulated. You get more radiation from listening to your AM radio in your car than you do from your cell phone. So you need to take this book and the pseudoscience that you have and take it back wherever it was, because it's not true.
Okay, and I gave you a lot of radiation, I guess, listening to this show on AM radio. What do you say to that, Mr. Fitzgerald? Thanks, Craig, for calling in. I appreciate it.
Well, not to break down each point, but they've actually showed that the 1.6 watts per kilogram of tissue is actually half that amount are unsafety levels. And you can find the science. I have a website, danger911.com, that you can go to and find research studies on this information. And one thing that, see, the European Union took over the science after us about the $28 million study. The European Union got $12 million. What they did was Sir William Stewart headed the operation. When they were done with the experimentation, they showed altered gene expression. What that means is uncontrollable proliferation of cell growth from cell phone radiation. This is, see, the study, the telecommunications industry, before any study goes out that they fund, they get 3 years to oversee it, edit it, and then distribute it to the public. Do you really think they're going to hurt themselves, they're going to hurt their industry and hurt their profits at this point in time? Not to mention they'll get sued. I'm going on to one other quick point. After the insurance companies got a hold of Dr. Carlo, who conducted the whole six-year, $28 million study, wrote a book. What he showed in that book, the insurance companies got a hold of, Lloyd's of London, all the big name insurance companies said, we're not going to let another tobacco happen. We're letting go of the cell phone industry. So all the U.S. cell phone industry companies are self-insured. So that's one of the reasons that's in Verizon's contract. So that's the thing to keep in mind.
Okay. My guest is Paul Sean Fitzgerald. He is saying, obviously, some volatile and highly controversial things about cell phones and the dangers. If you'd like to join the conversation, be you on a cell phone or landline, I hope it's a landline, 229-5478. You've dialed in. Are you on a cell phone? You're safe, Gary. Okay, jump in and speak up, because I think you're on a questionable line here, so please speak up.
Yeah, I believe the cell phone wavelength is within close to a microwave. Microwave heat from the inside, the heat from the inside out. And so for people to think that, well, there's no danger, well, it's from physics, you're not supposed to stand next to a microwave.
Right.
The reason for that, because it'll cook your inside. It'll go right to your skull and cook your inside. Next thing with a cell phone, which is right next to your ear. Now, if it's farther away, this is still time. The wattage really decreases, but when it's right next to your ear for a kind of texture. I mean, people say it's not true. That was just like the point that it's supposed to work.
Okay, is that true, Mr. Fitzgerald? Thank you, Jerry.
Well, you brought up a great point, actually, which I can go into a safety feature, is when you're dealing with cell phone radiation, you're dealing with the 837 megahertz used to be the analog frequency, and then frequencies are kind of like a highway. They get used up, then you need to provide more. So what happened was the digital came in, that's 900 megahertz to 1800. It can go higher, 2.4 gigahertz. The microwave is 2.450 gigahertz. What's that mean? Basically, gigahertz means billions, megahertz means millions. We're direct current beings. We flow. Thomas Edison, he discovered electricity. North pole to south pole, the same way the Earth gravitates, humans gravitate. That's the way the electromagnetic field works. We're dealing with these inventions that are all. Nikola Tesla came along and he made up. Imagine Nikola Tesla and Thomas Edison playing tennis, for an analogy. All of a sudden, instead of electricity flowing one way, they made it so the wave flew now goes both ways. Millions, megahertz and gigahertz, billions of times per second, upon our delicate structures, our bodies that it's not used to. So what he brought up was creating distance from the device that we're using will drop off radiation logarithmically very quickly. A microwave, it's kind of a scary puppy. You need to really create, I can measure a microwave 10 feet away with my tri-field meter. But a cell phone, if you get a cell phone or a cordless in-house phone away from your, you know, a foot, I'd say you really want to get about 2 feet away from you, the radiation is going to drop off dramatically. And you're going to be much less
exposed. 2 feet away from what now? 2 feet away from what?
Your head. You can't, people who think they're doing the speakerphone and it's in their hand and they're a foot away. See, there's, every being has something called magnetite lined within, bees have it in their bellies, birds have it in their beaks, humans have it in their skulls, and it's thousands of times more attractive than any other metal. Magnetic fields love magnetite, lines their brains. So you need to get, but 2 feet away from your brain or 2 feet away, say you have a microwave behind the wall of your bedroom that you sleep next to, or a TV, that's going right through the wall of the TV, of the, right, the TV's going right through the wall of the bedroom, and it's going to expose you if you have it on or somebody else is watching it. So getting these devices as far away, and with a cell phone, I talk a little bit about an AirTube headset. It's one of the things I most highly recommend that people use, because they can, it plugs into your headset just like a wire headset, but the only problem is the wire headset has electromagnetic fields run up the cell phone through the wire into your ear. This is a device that's a plastic tube. For example, when we fly on airplanes, it's a tube, it's part wire, part plastic tube, so that sound waves travel up it. And then you can get the phone away from you a distance, so the radiation drops off. And that's also, you can find that at danger911.com and learn more about that technology.
I think you're worrying me about using cell phones here. Let's find out if you're worrying anybody else. I've got a line open at 229-5480. Are you dialing in on the cell phone?
Yes, Dennis, if he could just promise me a course of sterilization, I don't have a problem.
Well, does it doesn't get down to that, does it, sterilization?
Well, they've done some tests.
They used to say that if you listen too close to a radio tower or one of these high tension lines, and there were stories about that too.
I remember that very, very well. And that largely proved, I mean, that's still unproven science on whether those high tension lines cause cancer, et cetera. Let's just answer that question very quickly, Mr. Fitzgerald. Sterilization, a result of cell phone use?
Well, there's been studies that show 30% reduction, but to verify anything, it's a very difficult fine line at this point in time to...
So you got a 70% chance it's not going to happen, Carl.
Yeah.
I was one of the first ones to use a cell phone because I used to use it off the ship out of Florida. But it's gone too far. Last week, a 10-year-old friend of my daughter's was sitting in the front seat of the van texting her in the back seat.
Yeah, exactly.
That sort of describes what's going on now.
Yeah, everybody has a cell phone. How do we educate our kids? Thanks, Carl. To use cell phones safely. Every kid has them. My kids have them. How do we educate them?
Well, the issue there and is where the examples are. Be the example. Be the... And what do? We run around with our cell phones attached to our heads. Now it's the Bluetooth tech. You know, we're all over the place, not setting an example for our children. So we need to start being, you know, leave it in our car. Stop talking, you know, get to the point on our phones. That's the first step, is for us to show them, you know, we don't need to use the phone all the time. And only 15 years ago, we didn't need it. We didn't have this luxury. It's a luxury. That's what it is. So that's the first step. Start to be the example.
Are there symptoms that arise that could indicate an overexposure to cell phone radiation?
In dealing with this field over the past 10 years, one of the most frequent symptoms I see is headaches. People immediately, when they get on their phone, they get severe headaches. Some are only mild. Then numbness in hands, tingling. They've done studies where they've actually shown an increase in blood sugar, blood pressure. They've done studies, this is not immediate symptoms. They've done studies with monkeys where they've taken the frequency, they've lowered it. The brainwave frequency goes down to at 2 hertz, I think is delta, the delta wavelength, and up near 8 or 9 is beta. They'll play around with these frequencies, take you up to 10 hertz, and they'll go, the monkeys will go crazy. They'd be as if they were on a cup, so they were drinking coffee all day long, and then they bring them down to 2 hertz and put them to sleep into deep REM. So it's a very, it's amazing what you can do with frequencies.
Mm-hmm. You're not recommending that people not use cell phones, I take it.
Well, you know, who would listen to me, including myself? I use my wireless technology and my cell phones. It's about using them safely and starting to be aware. If you're going to move somewhere, you want to know if there's a cell tower out there. That's something we're not even going to have time to touch on, but that's in a lot. If you're in the beam of a cell phone tower and they umbrella out and they also have focused beams they set out, you are basically putting yourself in a dangerous situation over the next few years of your life, they did studies with the transformers outside of subways with people who live near the houses. You could knock it. They said you could not. Neil Cherry, if anybody has time, go see Dr. Neil Cherry. Do a little search for him on Google. He did some of the most in-depth studies on power lines, on radiation, and he showed how you could find certain types of cancer near the power lines, near the transformers, near the high populated electrical city areas.
Where can people go to get more information about this topic? I mean, this is obviously controversial, obviously a dynamite topic. How can people get more information?
Well, on my website at danger911.com, I have over 100 links. I might be over 200 now, where you can go all over the internet, but you can just do simple searches on Google. Start to educate yourself, and you'll be amazed at what you'll find and all the different. But there's one video I have on my website at danger911.com that's great, where the people in Australia are underneath high-tension power lines. They hold lighted fluorescent tubes up, not plugged in. They're just holding them, and they light them up in the night, showing the transference of electromagnetic fields through the tubes. It's a two-minute video, and it'll really help people understand how electromagnetic fields travel through the air. Conduct.
Well, Sean Fitzgerald, you have written the book Cell Phone, Friend or Enemy. How can people get a copy of the book?
Well, I'm still putting together the final touches on it. I apologize for that, and I appreciate you promoting it so well on the site. But they will be able to find it at the danger911.com site and get more information on it.
Well, I want to thank you for spending some time not on a cell phone this half hour with me, and if we have encouraged one person to research this and find out more about it, then I think we've been highly successful in at least raising some questions. Thank you so much for being with me today.
Yes, thank you for having me, Dennis.
Thanks, Paul. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.